And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Friday Night Locks. We are on week 7 of the NFL, and Justin and I are coming from
sunny San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at our beautiful background of the beach in a picture...
San Diego.
But that's the view that we have.
It is, but
right there.
We don't have plugs out there, so we couldn't, unfortunately, our staff couldn't make the trip with us.
Yeah.
So, we couldn't go cordless.
You left the glam squad at home.
Yes.
Due to budget cuts.
Yes.
No, but we are coming from San Diego. We're on a little mini family vacation, so kind of fun.
FNL cannot stop, and it won't stop, no matter what. Wherever we go.
We are the train that keeps going.
That's right.
Taking this party on the road. Okay, I'm glad you guys are enjoying your nice sunny vacation. I have so much to say and so much to ask. Not you, Justin, but you, T.
Oh,
and
no.
Here we go. Okay, so first of all, let's start with the good news. On this podcast, we went again 4-1. So... for the last 2 weeks, whoever's tailing this podcast
so
hit
happy.
8 out of 10, which is, hang on, I'm not that great at math, 80%. 80% winners. Who do you think accounts for the 2 losses on this podcast? I can wait. Okay, that's me.
Not because I assumed, but just because I already knew.
She knew the answer.
I will say that in addition to... an awesome winning 80% pace that we're doing on this podcast. What I really want to talk about to T is your husband went 5-0 in the circuit contest. Now that is very, very rare. You can follow any of the so-called experts and the people that quote unquote bet for a living, blah, blah, blah. Hardly any of them go 5-0 on any given weekend. Ridiculously hard. So that's not my point, is to blow smoke. My point is this.
That's not smoke.
Keep blowing the smoke. I love this.
That's facts.
I called your husband over the weekend to say, oh, wow, 5-0. And he was like, yeah, got lucky. Completely downplaying it, which let me know that he must have been a nightmare over the weekend. And this is what I want to talk to you about, T. I want you to take me through the morning games, the afternoon games, and his 5th win was Philly on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Did he turn to you at any point and say, I no longer have to change diapers?
No, not quite that.
Damn, I should have.
But that would have
take
been...
me through it. I want to know what living with Jay on a 5-0 day is like, because he completely... pulled the, I'm just humble. Yeah. I'm just lucky.
No, it's funny because you texted me when I was 4-0 and it was like, your picks are fire. One more, go Philly. And I was like, jinx. That's why I didn't get back to that. I went, we'll see.
So
that's what I texted. We'll see.
When something like that happens or when it's all adding up and he's like, whoa, wait, it's adding up. He gets quiet. Believe it or not, he gets quiet.
So and the only thing that shuts him up is winning.
The only thing that shuts him up is winning. But he's very superstitious. So he doesn't want to. He goes, look, are you looking? Are you looking? Are you looking? Are you looking? Are
say,
you
if,
looking?
If,
900
you know, if,
times.
If this happens.
Yeah.
If.
And if I'm not looking, he goes, but he gets really quiet. And not to mention, not to like toot your own horn, but you did really well in your fantasy this week.
6-0.
6-0 in his fantasy.
And then the other night on Monday night, there was one guy that had Eckler, Herbert, and the Chargers D. left and I was up by 60 points on him to win the whole week. I already won my game, my individual game, but I needed to win the week versus the whole field. And I ended up winning 229 to 228.
Dang.
So I was sweating that Monday night game because the he had Chargers galore and he should have got me, but whatever. Herbert didn't go crazy, but I was sweating that out too. So,
but I will say, I want to say two things. So first,
good week.
We're here with my son, our son, obviously, but also my parents. And sure, my dad watches football every so often, but it's been really cute to see.
Oh, he's been watching.
Like watching it together. Oh, yeah. So dedicated. They watched. Oh, and that was the second thing. They watched the Dodger game and they lost. So,
so
it was his humble humility in terms of winning mixed in with the Dodgers losing. Yeah. It was turn off the TV. We're going to bed. I just don't know.
The craziest
what to do
thing
this.
About that is that the Dodgers played the Padres in San Diego and we're in Solana Beach, which is about 14 miles from there. And we're sitting there and I'm watching the coverage and I'm like, why is this game delayed? And it's raining outside. Mm. We had one night of rain, which was that Sunday night. And I'm like, why is this? Because it's raining. We're in San Diego. Ha ha. I'm actually in San Diego when they lose. And then her and I went the next morning to get like juice and stuff from the local little store. We walked the kid in the stroller. And the one lady, the lone lady at 8 o'clock in the morning comes in her yoga gear and goes, woohoo, go Padres.
And Justin's holding Raisin Bran and sugar. And he's like,
I'm like, yeah.
Did you drop your raisin bushy dancing on the
no, I was actually
Vince
very,
Scully?
No, very
I said, yeah.
Go Padres.
I was wearing a black hat. I wasn't wearing a Dodger hat or anything. So it wasn't like she was rubbing it in. She just thought, hey, let's go. Let's it's 8 a.m. Yeah.
The first voice I hear is go
I'm in the
Padres.
Other aisle and I'm like this.
Connie's like, the record skipped, dude. He's about to beat her down.
When I called to congratulate on an absolutely insane 5-0 weekend and he played the humble card, I knew as his friend for decades that he was a monster to you. He turned to you and said,
yeah,
no more diaper changing, no more feedings, no more strollers. I'm not babysitting. So I'm just here to say, T, blink twice if you want me to send any help over there. Because I don't even know how inflated Jay's ego must be at this point.
And I think he held it together pretty well.
Do you need a safe word?
No, she has a black light that if you shine on her forehead, says, help me.
Yeah.
If you get into trouble, just say Machado.
Machado. Yes.
Can't walk Machado every time, Dodgers. You can't walk Machado every time. You got to face
the way. Listen, so depressing that the Dodgers lost, but they deserve to lose. San Diego came in with fire in their belly, those Padres, and they gave it to us. So
you know what's crazy? I almost talked her into going to the game. I looked at tickets; they're like $250, like third baseline, not bad for a playoff game.
No,
and you know, GP and Nana would love to take care of the kid. That's their dream. No, come on. We're walking in the door and like we arrived at 4 and we're going to leave at 5. Hi, bye. You know,
here you go.
I would have flown, but
yeah,
I almost had her and I would have been at that nightmare. So thank God, because it was hard to even watch them in the dugout. Like imagine if I was there, I'd have been in prison.
That would have been terrible. And their crowd was psyched.
Oh, they were psyched.
Yeah.
And God bless them, man. You know, 20 years or whatever, good for them. 16 years, whatever.
T, what are we doing about the New Orleans Wyatt onesie situation? Because I for sure thought they were going to cover. They did not. Was he not in his outfit?
He was not in his outfit.
Oh, I forgot.
He was not in his outfit. The outfit is not even in San Diego, California.
It is. No, we do have a couple outfits. I just was so concerned about you winning all of your things. And we were just right there in it with you.
It was a 10 o'clock game.
It just was a lot to think about.
It was a 10 o'clock game. All of the things were just beginning. And we were with Nana and GP making eggs. I just got back from the store and the lady screaming San Diego at me. definitely wasn't putting him in his Dodger onesie. And we just, he was in some cute little striped job.
But those Saints, man.
They blew it.
They were a live dog too. They're, you know.
They had it. They were up at one point by 10. Like it was 24 to 10, I think. And then it was 24-14. And it was 26-24. And then it was 30-26. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that we're talking about football, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I can't wait to hear.
I'm not making any picks this week.
See, I told you.
I don't have to.
I told you. I'm sending.
There it is.
Good night, guys.
There. That's what you were waiting for.
Machado.
I will say that I've been on the grind, not to be humble. All glory goes to God.
Oh,
Here we go.
I've been on the grind because I was getting beat down pretty badly in the first 4 weeks. We all were. Survivor, you name it. So I've been on the grind and I've still been on the grind. She's been surviving. So I'll start with the Survivor first.
And just real quick, don't forget to like and subscribe our channel. We did have some people asking us how to subscribe. So I'm going to tell you right now. When you're watching our video, if you can see our pretty faces right now, there's a little word that says subscribe. And when you click it, it turns from red to gray and it changes to subscribed. So you should be good. So that's how you do it. And give us a little thumbs up, leave us a comment. We always love to hear from you. It really helps our channel.
And if you ever look at it and it says unsubscribe, push undo or cancel. Don't eat.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. I will start with my Survivor pick of the week. I don't know if you can hear that. Shocking. I'm going to pick Dallas.
All right.
Cowboys.
Dakless Cowboys are back.
Obviously, they are always the game to play on Thanksgiving. A lot of people, I feel like, save that for Thanksgiving Day. It's America's team, but also this year in Survivor, it's been pretty ruthless, pretty bloody, pretty savage. It's just not the same as every other year. So I'm going with Dallas. They also lost pretty hard to the Eagles, the Eagles that I picked for last week.
Sure did.
So I'm going to pass the baton over to Dallas.
You're going zigzag.
Zigzag. And I feel like they're riding pretty high. We watched Stephen A. this morning, his top five teams, strongest teams so far, just on overall. Dallas, I think, was number four.
Which is hard for him to ever say.
It's hard for him. And can I just say the Jets were number five? How on earth?
Oh, I'll tell you how.
What universe do we live in?
Wow.
I'll tell you. Yeah. That's called years of first round draft picks. That's how.
Right. So just putting all that together, I think they're mad from last week. Do they play at home? I don't even know. They play at home. So there you go.
7-point
favorite. Maybe the planets will align, and that's my pick. Dallas Cowboys.
Question. First of all, strong handicap. Love Dallas, especially off the loss. That's an awesome handicap. The greater question here is, where will you be buying Wyatt's star booties from?
Star booties. I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
Dallas Cowboys stars, booties, a hat. Give me something. What are we doing?
We're not very big Cowboy fans in our house.
I think all of America can hate us. Do you want to win or not?
No.
No. He has Saints booties shoes with that's laces. It. They're leather. So
no other teams. Those.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers.
Let me ask you this. If I took the Houston Texans and for some reason a brand new hoodie this small showed up in your mailbox.
Of the Texans or the Cowboys?
Any team from the greater Texas state. Houston, Dallas. No, nothing gets in.
The great state of Texas? No.
I think it will all of a sudden be too small.
No.
All right. I appreciate the integrity.
This week, I'm just going to subtly say Dallas.
Okay.
Are you going to lock that up?
And I think I'm going to lock it up.
Oh, wow. She locked it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And you know what's funny? Thank the Lord we didn't have Tampa Bay last week in Survivor. Bye bye to all the Tampa Bayers out there.
Bye bye, Tom Brady.
Green Bay. Bye bye to all the survivors out there. And those New York Giants beat the Ravens heads to bed.
Ugh.
As a damn near 6-point dog. Bye bye, Ravens survivors. What a killing in Survivor. And the Rams were the number one or the biggest line, probably one of the number one picks of the week. They survived. Stomping. We could have been on the Bucks. You could have been on the Bucks easily.
Was Tom Brady too busy last week?
Yes.
Putting up his profile on Bumble. Match.
I like how you went to Bumble. I mean,
because the women make the choice on Bumble.
I mean, if we can just recall 5-6 episodes of our podcast ago, I feel like we all knew this was the direction that they were headed.
I said he's heading for a breakdown and he's having a breakdown.
I mean, don't go play. Don't go back. And he went back and it's a big fat I told you so, I feel like.
1 year too many. And you know what's funny? The only person that can ruin your legacy is you. You know that? Technically, the only person that can ruin your legacy is you. And one more year was all he was thinking. And now he's going to say, damn, I could have walked into the sunset. This is a breakdown like I've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Every week.
I kind of like reckless single Tom. The plastic
and
surgery.
There he is.
No. Yeah,
and there he is.
I'm going to have to push back. I'm too old to be in the nightclub, Tom.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers should just go out one night and just have a fun night, because clearly you just want their company.
At least Aaron Rodgers wasn't at Robert Kraft's wedding on Friday night.
I picture Aaron Rodgers now is like that scene in The Doors where Jim Morrison's just wandering the desert on peyote. I think that's where Aaron Rodgers is right now. Like, he is checked out.
Yeah.
Davante Adams was clearly more important to Aaron Rodgers than we all knew.
Yeah.
Because Batman no longer has Robin. Tom Brady no longer has Gronk. What is the world coming to? I think we're witnessing the old guard is now
100%.
Fading into the sunset.
She said that yesterday. She said that at dinner. She's like, I don't know. Maybe this is, we're actually seeing it. You know, we've seen a few and we're seeing another round around the table.
T, when will Zach Wilson start dating Giselle? What's the over under? Is that bad? That's not nice.
I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
I feel like she's smarter than that.
Aaron Rodgers said in his press conference, yeah, maybe turn it up a notch. A click or whatever he said. I was like, oh God, you don't care. You can't wait to go look at yourself in the mirror.
Literally. Literally.
There's no mirrors in this press conference, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, did we lock me up?
Yes, but do it again.
But do it again. Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Mr. 5-0.
No cheers needed, guys. No cheers needed. This is just a little refresher.
He's becoming a monster. I told you this was going to happen.
It was very quiet.
Oh, that's delicious. Delicious champagne.
He's got that 5-0 swag. Just you could tell. You could tell. Apparently Nostradamus, what do you have for us this
exactly.
week?
Exactly. He doesn't even need to speak.
Guys, I had a pattern. 2 weeks ago, I took two dogs. Last week, two faves. This week, two dogs. And a twist. New York. First, I'll talk about my first selection. Those New York Jets. J-E-T-S.
Jets.
Both New York teams are 9-3 combined this year. They have 3 losses and 9 wins. Starting with those Jets, who are 4-2, the first 3 games the Jets played, they had Joe Flacco. In week 1, they got smoked by the Ravens, Joe Flacco's old team. Week 2, they beat the Browns in Cleveland. Week 3, they lost to the Bengals. So with Joe Flacco, they're 1-2. In comes Zach Wilson after the long injury. They are now 3-0 with Zach Wilson. their defensive line with all of those first round picks and a few trades, plus adding Robert Saleh as their head coach, are monster. That was no fluke against the Packers. No offense. We talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers and no Devontae and all that. Dude, it was a train wreck. They were coming, and they were coming like a wave in the ocean, and they couldn't, there's no getting away from that front seven. Now they're going to go to the Broncos, who are last in the NFL in offense. They're terrible. Their coach is in over his head. Russell Wilson turning into be a $250 million mistake. They cannot move the football. And now they're going to face that front seven. And one of the best corners in the game, Sauce Gardner, the rookie out of Cincinnati, shutting fools down, had the cheese on his head last week after the game.
That was just rude.
Green Bay cheese. Hey.
That was just rude. And
it's like a bat flip. You know what?
I like it.
Own it. Own the shutting down of everybody he's come across this year. And I also have to say that Zach Wilson's looking like he can play in this league a little bit. So not blowing doors and huge numbers or anything, but I will say this. The Denver Broncos have showed nothing. They lost three straight for the first time in a long time, and that's with Russ and not with Drew Lock or whoever else they were fielding in the last 6 years. I don't see that changing. A lot of people might say, oh, they can't lose four in a row. Let me tell you something. If you watch that team play, they very much can. They very much can.
True.
They very much can. And it, San Diego, or I say San Diego, LA came at them with their, you know, bum rushing, and Russell was just on the ground. They haven't seen anything like they're going to see with the Jets. So give me the Jets, J-E-T-S-S-S. Plus three. And lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I'm going back to New York to another team on the road. There must be something happening in New York this weekend.
It was T-shirt four weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, thank God for that, right? It hasn't stopped. The bum rush has not stopped. The Giants are getting three against the paper lion Jacksonville Jags. That everybody was so quick to say that they're on pace and like they're changing their ways. There's no more Urban Meyer. Look at the Jags go. Get your Jags tickets now. Get your futures. They suck. They still suck. They still are terrible. And the Giants, again, are playing incredible defense. Dable's got that team rolling right now. Absolutely rolling. The Jags are still doing their thing. And until you tell me why the Jags are a 3-point favorite in this game, give me New York. Give me the points. Daniel Jones is not turning the ball over. Saquon Barkley is back to his MVP caliber status. The guy's definitely in the running. He's doing it all. They have no receivers to speak of because they're all injured and banged up, yet these other guys are coming in and getting it done. Nobody's turning the ball over. Nobody's fumbling. They're interception. Defensive stops, fourth down stops, you name it. They are something to be reckoned with, and I don't know why the Jacksonville Jags are favored in this game. And for that reason, and that reason only, I don't need to go on and on about it. I don't think there's a zigzag theory here. I don't think there's a gravity thing here. I think the Giants are good. They're 5-1. They lost to Dallas. They've beaten good teams. They beat Tennessee. They beat Green Bay, who I still think is good. I'm not throwing in the towel on Green Bay just yet. But okay. Dable's got them rolling. Daniel Jones is a believer. Everyone said he's out. He's on the first train running as soon as the season's over. And I don't know. I think they might sign him. And I think that Dable's got some quarterback magic. And I'm going to take the Giants, the G-man, plus the three on the road. And let's keep this train rolling. Their next four games, including this Jacksonville game, they play at Jacksonville. They play Detroit. They play at Dallas, which is going to be tough. Then they play Washington. So they can very well be 8-2 if they lose to Dallas in there, or they lose one game in there. They could be 8-2 going into Philly to play that big Philly game, which is probably a Sunday night game. I haven't looked at the schedule, but I'm telling you right now, they can win easily their next 3 out of 4 games, and that puts them in the playoffs. It's their best start in years and years and years and years, and I'm a believer. Until they show me otherwise, that's why I like the Giants. For my New York to New York connection, and I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Some people have systems when they bet. They like to take a home dog. Maybe they like to take a divisional dog. Maybe they know that certain teams off a loss are better on the road. They play a trend or an angle or a system. Last week, I introduced my very controversial but very precise beard system. And I said, Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury, Matt LaFleur, these are guys that spend a lot of time quaffing and sculpting their beautiful beards.
Quaffing.
Quaffing, sculpting, tweezing, plucking, fake tanning, putting the razor on number one, making sure perfect all the way around. And I also said, Bill Belichick has never seen a manscaper. And my beard bedding system has been good to me. I'm going back to my beard system this week. And I will say this, when your boy Tom Brady skipped the walkthroughs and didn't fly on a team plane because he was partying at Robert Kraft's surprise birthday. Surprise, Tom Brady can't win. Surprise, Tom Brady can't find a receiver. Surprise. Tom Brady now looks like a real housewife of Tampa Bay with all his surgery. I said it. And you know that commercial they play on DirecTV with all the Real Housewives on the football field and blah, blah, blah? Tom Brady should try out for that commercial.
Yeah, put some makeup on him with those cheekbones. He could look like a woman.
The fact that he has to try out for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he doesn't just get... No, he has to audition. He doesn't just get the... Yeah, okay. I'm glad we're...
Absolutely.
We're set.
Yeah.
Okay. Now...
Surprise!
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 You know who else got an...
I don't know why that makes you...
Surprise!
He goes, surprise! That's his face. I'm sorry. That makes...
Yeah, surprise. We're getting married, says Robert Kraft. And he looks around and he goes, whoa, I see Tom Brady. He's here. Where's Bill Belichick?
Yeah,
I sent him an invite. No. Oh, I guess Bill Belichick was too busy not sculpting his beard and concentrating on his game against the Cleveland Browns, where he dismantled
them.
Oh, my
God, destroyed. And Bill Belichick doesn't have a collared shirt, so there's no way.
Thank you very much.
Shoot.
So under my system, I'm going back to the well. The Patriots have become this year's Pittsburgh Steelers for me. I pick one team that they've been covering numbers. I fall in love with them. And when I fall in love hard. I'm monogamous and I'm committed. I'm going back to the well with the Patriots. Bill Belichick, he's at home. He's laying 8 points. That's a lot of chalk. That's a ton of chalk. But you know what?
It's there for a reason. It's there for a reason.
I'm going to say this. This line by kickoff is going to be at 9.5 because everyone's going to tease the Patriots and the bookies are going to have to protect themselves and they don't want to give you the good numbers. Give me the Patriots -8 at home. This is a very easy handicap for me.
It's Monday Night Football?
It's Monday Night Football.
Oh.
This is the Monday Night game. Here is the difference between Belichick's team and all the other teams that are looking in the mirror and sculpting and tweezing. Belichick never has a game where they fall asleep in the fourth quarter. Baltimore Ravens,
double-digit leads.
They're tied and blah. San Francisco 49ers. Bill Belichick says, "When I have you down, I'm going to step on your throat, and I'm going to cover the number. And it's going to be on special teams. It's going to be on defense. They don't turn the ball over. They don't make mistakes. And as a bettor." It's very comforting to know Angry Bill, the hunchback, the troll, he is determined to take away whatever his opponent's best thing is. He's going to take it away.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he's going to do, and they still can't do anything about it.
The Bears are one-dimensional. I don't care if it's Bailey Zappe, who's playing great, or Mac Jones. It doesn't matter to me. I think that on a marquee night, Monday night, at home, this is the Patriots saying, you guys counted us out too early. We're going to the playoffs this year. Bill Belichick is skipping Robert Kraft's wedding. Tom Brady can party all he wants, but if you want to bet on Tom Brady, then you're betting on somebody who may or may not have a hangover on Sunday. Bill Belichick will not have a hangover. He will cover this number. Take the Patriots -8. Look out for Wyatt's onesie in the mail. I want the red, white, and blues on Monday Night Football. Doesn't compete with the Saints. Give me the Patriots and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, for my second pick, you're going to vomit in your mouth, swallow it.
Oh God.
Then reel. What a reference.
Because this
sorry kids pick,
this pick is going to turn your stomach. It's disgusting and ugly, and that's why I like it. For my second pick, I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts.
I love it.
Plus three on the road. I hate the Colts. I don't like Frank Reich. I'm pretty sure all their greatest running backs, Jonathan Taylor, Wisco grad, shout out. I'm pretty sure he's hurt. I'm pretty sure Nyheim Hines is hurt. Like,
so what's Matt your motive?
My motive is simple. The look ahead line on this was 1.5. Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting 3. I like when I'm betting, besides my beard system, I also like getting a point and a half of value. And I like the numbers. And I feel like with all these games that land on a half a point, like they're important. So this is a divisional game. Tennessee won the first time. Indy, the odds are they're going to win this game just because divisional sweeps are very rare like that. Tennessee is not who they were last year.
No.
They've won some close games, but maybe Indy found a little bit of their mojo. They came back. They had a nice little comeback on the Jags last week. Perhaps Matt Ryan is starting to dial it in, but let me take the Colts to hang around in Tennessee. I'm getting a field goal where the power rankings only say 1.5. So I'll take the value. Give me the divisional dog. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I love that. That doesn't make me sick at all. And the
That's
other
surprising.
Thing, Tennessee beat them early on. I think it was week 2. And they had to win that game kind of. It was like a Derrick Henry coming out party. But traditionally, the Colts always beat the Titans. Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, you name it. They always beat the Titans. And when I saw this, I almost used this.
Mm.
I almost used it as a pick. So I'm glad you did. I love it.
Really?
I'm glad you did. That's a circuit pick. That's a circuit pick for me, by the way, guys.
Whoa. That's actually very strong. I like that.
I like it.
Mr. 5-0 approves of my pick.
No, I love it. That's not sickening, and that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Nice.
Pick. That's a sharp, sharp, sharp pick, brother.
Wow.
I love it.
Take it.
I love
I'll take it.
You just go ahead and lock that up.
Yeah, I love it.
I will lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, I just wanted to remind the people out there that don't really bet much. Justin and I have kind of started like a little mini tradition.
So glad you're bringing this up.
On Thursday nights, we put $100 on just like almost like a simple win loss. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the game on the Thursday night game? I'm already interested, but it makes us more interested just for like the simple win loss and actually watching the games. And that's kind of a fun way to just, we've done it for the past 3 weeks and we're 3-0 on it, but it is kind of a fun thing to just, if you want to keep yourself engaged in a game, just put a simple bet down. It doesn't have to be a 17 team parlay or whatever. So if you want to just do something simple. I know a lot of people don't live in Vegas, but maybe just do like a fun bet with your spouse or bet with your friends. I'll give you $20 if they win or whatever. So it's kind of a fun thing just to keep you interested while watching football.
Love it. That's
I'm
great
so
advice.
Glad you brought that up. That's
and don't
awesome.
Forget to like and subscribe our channel.
And it's fun, man. There's nothing better than having money on a game with your wife's approval.
This is true.
Like if you go down, she goes down. You know, we talk about it, we handicap it, and I say, oh, you know, Commanders or the under or whatever, you know.
That's
it's there's nothing
hack.
More fun. There's yeah. nothing more fun than having money on a game with yeah. your wife. Because you can't.
Wow.
Approval. Approval. 100% approval rating.
Yeah.
She approves this message.
Win or loss. It's yeah. fun.
You just unlocked the secret of the universe.
Yeesh. Really?
I feel
so.
Like Mr. 5-0 over there is very full of wisdom
so.
And handicapping these. Your this trip to San Diego, the ocean breeze.
Got a
I
little
feel
tan
like,
on the face here, I think.
This is a whole new I'm you.
Yeah, man. We're feeling it. We're feeling good.
Okay.
Feeling good
let's
over
recap.
Here. We're feeling good over here, guys.
Oh
FNL 1-900 FNL. Let's go. I'm hotter than church on Sunday. Let's go.
Let's recap. If you want to lose, listen to those other loser podcasts. Mm-hmm. If you want to win, listen to this podcast. If you want to survive in your pool, you better follow T. And she says, take the Dallas Cowboys this Sunday. Justin, Mr. 5-0, Mr. Fantastic, Mr. San Diego Padres.
Oh my God.
Says, if you want to keep your winning ways alive, take both New York teams getting points both on the road. New York Jets at Denver, New York Giants getting 3 points each team. I like the Colts on the road plus 3. I also like Bill Belichick, who shaves on a daily basis, who may or may not drive by a Krispy Kreme on his way home. It's fine because he's covering numbers. Stick with him. New England -8 at home on Monday night. And that's our show.
I love it. I love it. I love it, guys. This is where we toast to the most. Always bet responsibly. Always beat the book. It's important. Take it from me. When you're beating the book, it's a great feeling. When you're 6-0 in fantasy, it's a great feeling. Wow, when you're 5-0 in the Circa contest, when you're 2-0, 4-0 in your last four picks. When okay. I'm Told sorry. You. Cheers.
No, I love it.
I'm kidding.
I love it.
It's all jokes, guys, but let's keep winning. Let's keep winning. It feels good. It's good for the show.
Yep.
Let's keep winning. Cheers.
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 Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the books.